This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NASA's historic mission to touch the sun has lifted off. The Parker Solar Probe launched from Cape Canaveral in Florida early Sunday. Its goal is to journey all the way to the sun's atmosphere or corona, venturing closer to the sun than any other spacecraft in history. The probe is the size of a small car. It weighs about 1,400 pounds, and it will reach speeds of up to 430,000 miles per hour, making it the fastest spacecraft in history. The man authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for Horizon Air, and some have asked the company why the plane was not locked to prevent such incidents. The 29-year-old helped handle luggage and towing aircraft. Authorities say he had worked Friday and was in uniform when he got into the cockpit of a Horizon Airlines Bombardier Q400 when the plane took off. Paul Pastor is the sheriff of the county in which all of this happened.
It was a very small two-prop plane, commuter aircraft, was stolen. The person who stole it was either doing something as a kind of a lark, or perhaps he was trying to harm himself.
Sheriff Pastor said there are no indications of a terrorist intent. A family friend read a statement from Russell's family Saturday, saying that they were shocked and devastated. Air traffic controllers can be heard on audio recording trying to convince Russell to land the plane. Turkey's president Saturday blamed the country's economic problems on the United States and other nations, whom he says are waging an economic war against his country. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency, the lira, against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs by the United States in the past 2 weeks. In an opinion piece, Erdogan wrote, "Failure to reverse the trend of unilateralism and disrespect will require us to look for new allies and friends." This is VOA News. A wildfire in Southern California that began Monday grew to 85 square kilometers in size Saturday as firefighters worked to help the flames or keep the flames from engulfing residential areas. Aircraft have been dumping pink fire retardant on homes and other area communities in the foothills, while about 20,000 people were under evacuation orders. A man charged with deliberately starting the fire, 51-year-old Forrest Clark, appeared in court Friday, but his arraignment was postponed. He made several erratic outbursts during his appearance. He called the charges against him a lie and asked if he could immediately pay the $1 million bail set for his release. As officials in Washington, D.C. and in the neighboring state of Virginia are bracing for the anniversary of a white nationalist rally that exploded in deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser is speaking out.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
Organizers of last year's rally in Charlottesville were not able to get permission to hold another one this year, but they were okay to have a similar rally right here in Washington, D.C., across from the White House. At last year's rally in Charlottesville, 32-year-old counter-protester Heather Heyer was killed by a self-described white supremacist who rammed the car into a crowd at high speed. Mali opposition supporters protested in the capital, urging voters to keep their eyes open to any attempt to steal the election with the presidential runoff vote. This man was one of the protesters there.
"I want this government to leave because it is corrupt. It is a government that does not respect the will of the people. The people decided last Sunday. The people voted against the outgoing president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and they fiddled around with the Constitutional Court. So what we are asking for today is for the regime to get out."
The first round of voting was marred by accusations by an opposition candidate of ballot stuffing and parallel electoral list. Authorities believe the threat of violence could again dampen the turnout for the runoff. The leaders of the five countries bordering the Caspian Sea have signed a landmark agreement on its legal status. It has taken 20 years to negotiate an accord. The pact was signed Sunday. Details of the agreement have not been released. One of the reasons for the negotiations was how to divide the Caspian Sea's hydrocarbon reserves. The sea's basins and surrounding areas are reported to be home to billions of barrels of oil and trillions of cubic meters of natural gas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.